Hello, everyone. Welcome from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. This is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. And I'm your Minuteman, Robert Hensley, coming to you from inside the bunker. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've outdone myself. I mean, I think that all the time. But today we are going to talk about the Webb Space Telescope, right? So we're hearing about it all over the place. It's changing the way that astronomers are able to see the farthest reaches of space. And we keep hearing about it's breaking records, right? So it broke a record last week. It broke another record, or broke a record 2 weeks ago. And then last week it broke another record, and it just keeps going on. And they're claiming, or NASA feels that it will probably continue to break records in what it's able to show us about the universe. So before we start, let's do a real quick cap of. And I'm going to try to keep this in layman's terms, right? I've read so many articles and they were over my head and I had to look up definitions and try to find the correct information to figure out how I was going to tell this to you. So I'm going to keep this as simple as I can. All right. So a light travels, or the speed of light, right? The distance or that light travels is roughly 3 million miles per second. Okay. And a light year is 6 trillion miles per second. And a parsec, which I thought was just a word that they made up in Star Wars, but apparently it's a real term of measurement, is 72 light years. So that's 72 times 6 trillion. And then if you multiply that by 1,000, you get megaparsecs. Right, so a megaparsec is 1,000 parsecs, and the universe is ever expanding. Right, it's not a stationary thing; it's forever expanding, and it is expanding at a rate of almost 100 megaparsecs per second. Right, so the universe or the galaxy that we're in, the Milky Way, right, that little spiral that we see with the sun in the center, you know, we're held together by gravity. And so as a unit, we're moving further out into space at like, you know, 100 megaparsecs per second. And that's kind of how our universe works, right? And so what makes the Webb Space Telescope so amazing is that it is able to photograph light from so far out across the known universe that it's actually photographing the light that is a remnant of galaxies that were formed 3 million years after the Big Bang, right? And they are so far away from us and still continuing to move further away from us, right? And as that light moves through space, and as it ages and degrades, it becomes the wavelengths kind of spread out and it becomes more red. And it turns out that the Webb Space Telescope is armed with infrared cameras that actually pick up those red tones. So when we see those pictures from the space telescope on the news, or we see that on CNN, or we see it online, the deeper red the color is, the older the light is. Right. And the infrared cameras that are on the telescope are allowing us to see these galaxies that formed at the beginning of time, or much closer to the beginning of time than we did. And we're able to capture the remnants of that light still traveling through space coming towards us, which is really amazing. And the other thing, too, that we have to keep in mind is that Tony had a gentleman from NASA on the show a couple of weeks ago, Matt Summers, I believe was his name. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about is that, you know, when you were looking at these pictures and we're looking at what the Webb Space Telescope is able to show us about the universe, is that there are millions of other galaxies out there, right? With a sun in the center, you know, a star, a supernova in the center and planets spinning around it. And, you know, if things could happen so that everything kind of aligned perfectly for us to have Earth and humans and the creatures that exist here, then think of all of the infinite possibilities of for life in other galaxies across this entire universe that is still spinning and moving and speeding out into kind of nothingness. You know, the universe doesn't have, there's no end, right, to the universe. It just kind of keeps going. So we're expanding and just keep going and going and going and going. So the big question is, and I know that, you know, scientists talk about it and you know, extraterrestrial theorists and, you know, kind of alien invasion conspiracy theorists all talk about whether or not from one of these other galaxies, one of these other planets elsewhere in the universe, have they advanced to the point that they're able to travel to and from Earth without dying or killing themselves in the trip, right? To make the trip. And so, yeah, a lot of great things. So now just to go back to the telescope, because I kind of veered off there for a second, but the Webb Space Telescope. So just so you know, like, we launched the Webb Space Telescope into orbit in 2021. And then NASA engineers remotely kind of honed and changed and shifted and kind of set up, adjusted, if you will, for the best possible resolution, all of the micro mirrors and cameras and things in order to get the best images they could get. And that took 6 months. And then a micrometeor struck the satellite and took it out of commission for a while. So that's why there was a little bit of a gap between the Webb telescope being put into orbit and us getting the first pictures now a year later. And the Webb telescope does not, a lot of people think that it just revolves around the Earth. And it does. What's that word? It orbits the Earth, but it orbits the Earth just past the moon. So it's in a very high orbit, so that it's free of space debris or, you know, our own space debris, our junk, because, you know, as humans, we've managed to litter up our orbit as well as our planet itself. So amazing, amazing things. If you are at all interested in astronomy, or if you know a child who's really excited about these pictures coming from space, this is because there's never been anything like the Webb Space Telescope. We've never seen images of other galaxies and other space anomalies and things with such hyper definition and in such color. And again, that comes from the beauty of those infrared cameras. Gotta love it. So I knew that, you know, we had been talking about the Webb Space Telescope here at the studio. We've been talking about it on the show. You know, people, you know, even when we're not on the air, conversations kind of veer off into that. And I just wondered if people were really thinking about how special this telescope is and why. So that was the point of all of this today. But again, remember, you know, this opens up a whole new ball of wax when it comes to thinking about the possibilities of outer space, right? So whether or not you believe that there are extraterrestrials who are visiting the planet, or that we are alone or not alone in the universe, you know, with so many opportunities, right? Like maybe things didn't come together exactly the way that they came together for humans and for Earth, but maybe they came together in some other way, and maybe there are beings and creatures. Again, maybe that's why aliens always look weird to us, right? Because they're us, but just not us, right? They're the situation, the all of the bits and pieces that came together in a particular way for them, and they live and they thrive on their planet. and we, you know, came together the way that we did. So, this has been another live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Thank you so much for watching. Again, I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, and it was a pleasure researching this. I have to tell you, I've learned so much. Yeah, remember, there are three chances every week for new content from Truth Be Told brand. There's always Truth Be Told Minuteman Report on Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Same time on Wednesdays is Bonnie Burkhard with Truth Be Told Transformations. And there's Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told podcast on Fridays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And visit us online at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com for more information and to visit our shop for some out-of-this-world gifts. And if you have a story idea or there's something you want me to look into, let me know. I'm always looking for snippets, right? Email me at reportminuteman@gmail.com. And until next time, stay true.